Well, again, Merry Christmas to you. It's the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it? I love Christmas for a lot of reasons, and we're going to talk about some of those reasons this morning. You'll turn with me to the book of Galatians, chapter 4. Again, apologize, there's no bulletin. There was only one work day this week, and Pat Smith, our wonderful ministry assistant, did all she could in that day. So no bulletin this morning, but that's okay, isn't it? Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. You'll stand with me as we read God's word. Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, than an heir through God. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for what you've done for us. You have blessed us beyond measure. You know us, how unworthy we are, Father. And yet you love us unconditionally and shower us with your mercy and grace. And for that, we thank you. Father, we thank you for who you are. You're not just a gift giver. You're the one true living God, God Almighty, creator of all, sustainer of life itself. We thank you for who you are. You're our God, and we are your people, and this is your time. Father, speak to us through your word. Father, I ask that your Spirit will convict our hearts. Change us, mold us, shape us, draw us to your side. You're the potter and we're the clay. Let us climb up on the potter's wheel this morning and let your hands shape us into the vessel for your honor and for your glory. Father God, we love you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Christmas rewards. You know, some of you know I used to travel a lot in business, and I would stay at the same hotel because they gave out rewards. I have the same credit card I've had it over 20 years. I first got it because if I went to their gas station, I got a reward. Now that same credit card gives me cash back. I think that's the best reward. I still carry it. 'Tis the season. People are buying gifts with their credit cards. And I hope you're receiving rewards as you use your credit cards wisely. I hope you're not maxing them out. Or it might not be a very good new year or next year. You can earn rewards in all kinds of ways, can't you? Even airline frequent flyer rewards. This morning we want to talk about the rewards of Christmas, true biblical rewards, everlasting rewards. There's no fine print with these rewards, no asterisks, no blackout dates. They're guaranteed. Let's look closely at our text. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son. That's the first coming of Jesus Christ. That's the first Christmas. This is a reference to the very first Christmas. Jesus coming to earth. At the right time, in the fullness of time, according to God's sovereign plan, he sent forth. God sent. God gave us a gift. God gave us Jesus. Jesus Christ. This is a reference to that very first Christmas, the birth of Christ, the coming of Jesus. It's a gift. You know that. He's the reason for the season. But why? Why? Why at the right time? Why did God send forth His Son? Why did God give us Jesus? Let's keep reading. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under law, verse 5. So that, here's the reason, to accomplish these things, so that He, God, might redeem those who were under the law. There's five rewards this morning we'll look at. We'll look at them closely. The first one is redeem, redemption. God sent Jesus, the first Christmas, and the reward we get, the accomplishment that Jesus Himself made by coming and fulfilling His mission was redemption, redeeming, purchasing back, buying back us. Because God's a holy, just God, right? We've been through this before. All through the book of Romans, God is righteous, mankind's unrighteous. We're separated by our sins. And redemption came as a reward, as a benefit from the first Christmas when God sent His Son. A reward of that first Christmas is redemption. The buying back, the redeeming of us, the closing of the gap. What's the cost of that? What was the cost of buying us back? Of redeeming us, of closing that gap, of restoring that relationship? Well, let's look at Scripture. Don't take my word for it. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. A few pages over to the right. Galatians, Ephesians chapter 1. And we'll see the price of redemption because of our wrongdoing, because of our breaking God's law, our sinning. We're separated. And a benefit, a reward that is ours is that redemption. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In Him, Jesus Christ, reference from verse 5, in Him, Christ Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, our sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. What was the price of the redemption, the buying back, the purchasing, according to Ephesians 1:7? Through His what? His blood. Hebrews 9:22 tells us without the shedding of blood, there is no what? There's no forgiveness of sin. The cost of redemption, of restoring us back to God, was the very blood of Christ. He came to die. And the benefit, the reward that we get is redemption. Our sins are forgiven. Our relationship is restored. The gap is closed. We now enjoy a relationship with God. You understand the benefit, the reward there? Redemption. It's amazing. Jesus, the perfect, the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf, paid our sins, our punishments, so that we can reap the benefit, reap the reward of redemption, of being purchased back. God Himself says, I know you and I want you. I want you back. Can you imagine? I know me. I know I'm not worth it. And He knows all of us. And He said, you're worth it. I want you. I want you back. God sent Jesus. The first Christmas was so that redemption will happen. So that God could get you back. That's a reward. What a Christmas gift, huh? We are redeemed. Can you say that with me? We are redeemed. That wasn't any good. How about if we personalize it? I am redeemed. I am redeemed. It's amazing. What a reward. No strings attached. Let's keep looking. What else? What else is the Christmas rewards? Let's go back to Galatians chapter 4. Look at verse 5. Not rocket science this morning, is it? Straight, direct from God's word. So that he might redeem those who were under the law. Verse 5. That we might receive the adoption as sons. Adoption is a second reward. Christmas reward. A benefit. A reward from that first Christmas of Jesus coming. Adoption as sons. God adopts us. Can you get your mind around that? God Almighty has adopted us. We're His. We're His children. We belong to Him. But get the flip side. He is ours. He's our Father. We are adopted as children of God, and we now have God Almighty as our Heavenly Father. That's a reward. That's a benefit. That's a plus, isn't it? Redemption and adoption. Let's look at verse 6. Do we realize what this means? That you might receive the adoption as sons. Because you're sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Abba is Aramaic for dad. It's an intimate term for father. In fact, more closely, it means papa. Adoption as sons is not just a name change. It's not just a legal thing. We have the benefit of God Almighty, creator of all, sustainer of life, as our dad. Who's your daddy? God Almighty is my daddy. That's a benefit. That's a reward. I can say that with confidence. I can run to God Almighty and cry to Him, Dad, Papa, help me. That's a benefit. We can take refuge in God Almighty as our Heavenly Father. He loves us that dearly. For help, for sustenance. God's our Father. God Almighty is my Father. Can we say that? We've got an interactive to this today, okay? Is that okay? It's the interactive portion of the program, okay? Little things are a little different at Christmas time around here, aren't they? Let's say that. God Almighty is my Father. God Almighty is my Father. Let's get our minds around that. The rewards of Christmas. Most wonderful time of the year can be a most wonderful life, can it? We understand the benefits, the rewards. There's more. Verse 6. Because you're sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son, His very own Spirit. A reward, a benefit of Jesus coming that first Christmas. Redemption, adoption, and the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, His own Spirit, the Spirit of the living God has come upon us. For His, the Spirit indwells in us. Let's look more closely at that. Back to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. God's own Spirit is given to us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In Him, again, this is still Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, you also, after listening to the message of the truth, we've got to hear it. So we've got to say it. The gospel of your salvation, having also believed, then what happens? You hear it, you believe it, you are sealed in Him. in Christ, sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the, what? Redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. It's a package deal, as you'll see this morning. We are redeemed, we're adopted, and we're given the very Spirit of God who seals us, who is a pledge, a promise from God that we're his. It's a done deal, man. It's guaranteed. A pledge from God Almighty. It's sealed up tighter in those little plastic packages you'll try to open up Saturday morning. You know those tight packages you got to get a chainsaw out to open? I don't know what they do to those things. They're sealed. It always reminds me of the Stevie Wonder song, signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm yours. That's what God's saying. You're redeemed, you're adopted as my child, and you're sealed. You're signed, you're sealed to be delivered. You're mine. It's a pledge, it's a promise. It's going to happen. Let's turn to the book of Romans. Back to the left a few books, to Romans chapter 8. See what else God's Word says about this Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit. Chapter 8, verse 13. Start with 12. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Verse 14, Romans 8. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. 4, verse 15. You have not received a spirit of slavery leading to a fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Daddy, Papa, Father. Verse 16, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. The very Spirit of God is given to us at the moment of our conversion, the transformation that happens in our heart, when we turn from our sin and trust in Jesus Christ, the only object that saves, we receive his Spirit, Spirit of adoption. We can cry out as Abba, Father, Dad. If you have the Spirit, we're his. If you don't have the Spirit, there's no adoption. It testifies. It goes hand in hand. A benefit, a reward of Jesus coming that first Christmas and fulfilling his mission, redeeming us, closing the gap, buying us back, redemption, adoption. We're his and his Spirit. We have the power of the living God inside of us. That's a reward. Christmas reward. Can you say that with me? I have the Spirit of the living God inside of me. Can you say that?
I have the Spirit of the living God inside of me.
Do you really have the power of the living God inside of you? If you're his? It's awesome. There's more. Back to Galatians chapter 4. Redeemed, adopted, indwelt with the power of the living God. What else? Rewards from Christmas. The coming of Christ. Verse 7. Therefore, you are no longer a slave. You're no longer a slave. You're free. God has given us freedom as a reward, as a benefit of his coming, the coming of Christ. Freedom as a reward. Turn to Colossians with me, chapter 1. Back to the right, a few books. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Verse 13. Routine for some of you. It's healthy for us to pause and understand the benefits that Christ Himself brought that first Christmas. The reason He came. To redeem us, to adopt us, to give us His Spirit. Those are all benefits. And freedom. We have freedom now. Let's read about it. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. For He rescued us from what? From the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He delivered us from the domain of darkness. He saved us. He set us free from the bondage, the domain of darkness. That's the condition we're in without Christ. Because Jesus showed up that first Christmas morning, the reward we have is freedom. Turn to Romans, back to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and Romans chapter 8 are great, great chapters. I had somebody quote me the entire chapter of Romans chapter 8 this week. I've had others quote me Romans chapter 6. I'd encourage you to read them and study them. And I would challenge you to put them to memory. Romans chapter 6 and verse 15. What then shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? May it never be. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart. Obedient from the heart. To that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from what? Sin. You became slaves of righteousness. I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness resulted in further lawlessness, so now, here's the way it needs to be now. Present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification, the process of becoming like Christ, the process of becoming holy, sinning less, obeying more. Verse 20, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. You're slaves of sin. There's no righteousness at all. You can pretend, but there's no righteousness there because you're a slave bound the domain of darkness. Verse 21, therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. The outcome of those things is death. But now, redeemed, adopted, children of God, with His Spirit living inside of you, but now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification and the outcome, eternal life. We are free from the bondage of sin. We are free from the domain of darkness. We are saved from the outcome, from the death that awaited us before. Can we stop long enough to appreciate the benefits and rewards we receive from the coming of Christ? The redemption. Purchasing us back to God by His own blood. Forgiveness of sins, adoption, Holy Spirit, and freedom. Freedom. I can tell you like the interaction, the interactive portion, so let's do it again. I can tell you like it. I can tell by your faces you're into this. Kinda. I'm free. Can you say that?
I'm free.
We are free from sin. And we got to get this right. We're not free to sin, okay? It's free from sin, not to sin. Lastly, verse 7 of Galatians chapter 4. Christmas rewards. The benefits. Galatians, back to the Galatians chapter 4. 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians. Verse 7. Therefore you are no longer a slave but a son, and if a son, then what? An heir. H-E-I-R. An heir through God. We have an inheritance. An inheritance from God. We are redeemed. We are brought back to God. Our sins are forgiven. We're His. We wear His name. And we have His Spirit inside of us. And we are free from sin. The bondage of sin. You realize as a believer, as a true Christian, you are free never to sin again. You don't have to. Because we have the power of the living God inside of us. And we have an inheritance. We have an inheritance. The reward, the right of an inheritance. What's that inheritance? What does that look like? Let's see what Scripture says. 1 Peter chapter 1. A lot of work this morning, isn't it? Let's flip him back and forth through Scripture. Turn right, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter. The very words of God. Chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to His great mercy, has caused us to be born again. He showed up that first Christmas day. Has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He fulfilled His mission. Came, He was born in order to die. The story didn't end there. In order to be to rise again, be resurrected. Verse 4. Purpose, the word to obtain an inheritance. And here we go. Scripture will describe our inheritance as adopted children, redeemed, forgiven, restored, and empowered with the Holy Spirit. Here's our inheritance right here. Which is imperishable. We get an inheritance that will never spoil, never rot, never decay. It is immortal. Can you get your mind around that? Imperishable. It's eternal. It'll last forever. This is the inheritance from God, the reward of Jesus' coming. Imperishable and undefiled. It's pure. It's holy. It's perfect. Our inheritance. Imperishable. Undefiled. Eternal. Can never be destroyed. Will not fade away. Literally, the word there means perpetual. Not only will it not spoil, it can't be destroyed, but it is truly perpetual, never-ending, eternal inheritance from God Almighty as a reward, as a benefit, because Jesus showed up obediently and fulfilled His mission. And lastly, reserved in heaven for you. Isn't that great? an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Reservations. It ain't just for lunch. We have reservations in heaven. Jesus came the very first Christmas to benefit us. And there's these rewards that we gain. And then he went to prepare a place for us. And he has a place with your name on it. You understand that? That's your inheritance. You have a reservation in heaven. You have a place in heaven with your name on it. He's expecting you. You're expected. All in due time. But you're expected. That's the inheritance that we gain. A reward. Perpetual, guaranteed, indestructible inheritance. There's a place in heaven with my name on it. Can we say that? There's a place in heaven with my name on it. Ain't that great? It doesn't get any better than that, guys. No matter what happens here on earth, this is as bad as it gets. Because I know my inheritance. I know the rewards that I receive because Jesus came that first Christmas. Redeemed, adopted, forgiven, and dwelt with his Spirit. Freedom from sin and the curse of sin and the punishment that follows, the death. And I have an inheritance to look forward to in heaven. Let's look back at our text, Galatians chapter 4. As we close, we're almost done, guys. Hang in there. Let's look back at verse 5. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might. He's the one who accomplishes these things. They're truly gifts. Not only was Jesus the gift, but all the rewards, all the benefits that come with it, Jesus. He did that. He gave us that. Why? Because he loves us. He lavished us with his love and his grace and his mercy. The rewards of Christmas, that first Christmas, only available. These rewards are only available to you and me because Jesus came. And they're only available to those who put their faith and trust in Christ. I've asked you 5 times, can you say something? Can you say you have that reward? You can say it. It doesn't mean you have it. You will not realize the reward of that very first Christmas unless there's been a time in your life when you've understood your need for a Savior, where you've realized, I need to turn from my sins. I need to believe, trust, put my trust in Jesus Christ. Only then do we realize, do we gain the rewards? And only then can we say with confidence, I can. I am redeemed. I am God's child. I am forgiven. I have the power of the living God inside of me. I am free. from the punishment of my sins. I'm free from the bondage of sin. And I have an imperishable, undefiled, guaranteed, pure, perfect, perpetual, reserved inheritance awaiting me. If you are here and you know you are a true born-again believer, this truly is the most wonderful time of the year. And it should be Christmas every day. Let's pray. Father God, we love you. We thank you for your word. It so richly dwells within us. I pray that it will. Father, we thank you for your love that motivated you to send Christ, for his obedience to come. We thank you for the first Christmas. We thank you for his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace upon us. Father, let us rejoice daily, knowing who we are in Christ. You have saved us from the wrath of hell, and then lavished all these other rewards and benefits upon us. You are our living hope. Father, let us rejoice always. And I ask, Father, that you'll give us a burden to share Christ with others this season. May we please you, Father, in all we do. We do love you. I pray that we'll demonstrate that love to you with our attitude and our actions. Thank you for Jesus. In his name, amen.